This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
So, Crispy, you were saying something.
Yes, I said I don't think she's stable in mind. It's more of someone who is loving the idea of how you love her and not necessarily being in love with you. This is in relation to the taxi driver's friend, because they keep breaking up, coming back, breaking up, coming back.
The guy even added that. The taxi driver said, oh, if you marry her, the guy will come chop him.
I'm not surprised. That's what he said. That's, oh, this thing is happening.
Cause, yeah.
And you see, there are people who meet certain people in their lives, irrespective of whoever they've met before, or, you know, we say cast your bread upon the waters. You know, you don't know who you may find, because they are probably better people than who you are dating. But the way this person treats you is something that you've never felt that before. And you know, when you leave, you are not going to get this kind of treatment anymore. Instead of taking that risk to say, I'll still leave and see what will come
my
after
way,
they would rather want to stay and try and fix things. And because, Charlie, this one there, it was too good to be true, it's too real, and I am enjoying this so much, I don't want to go.
But you're getting married in a few months. You've been dating this person for 2 years. So while you were dating the person for 2 years, you've been breaking up, going back to your ex, back and forth, back and forth. Like, are you serious? Like, then swear for you.
So for this particular person, the guy who brought the message, I'll just tell him to, it's not really a loss for him, because he's now found out that within 2 years, when I thought I had a serious thing with you and we're gonna get married, you were really not in the picture and you were not ready for me. And so I don't think, Charlie, yeah, it happened, count my loss, I move on, and that's it. You can never really tell the true intentions of someone unless you get to a point where he got to, where now he's noticed a certain odd behavior, probed into it, and realized, oh, this is why she's doing A, B, C, D. And so, I don't think he can do this. It's not his fault. You know, he's not done anything wrong. But at this point, he's thinking, should I continue? I don't think this is something that you should continue. It's not something that you should be thinking about.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Charlie, can this work? Can I convince? No, bro. If she wants to be with this person who she's been cheating on you, you know, with, and
doing
going back and forth 2 years,
yeah,
this is not someone you should stay with.
No, not at all. No
call off the marriage.
No matter how you feel.
Even if the wedding is tomorrow, call it off.
Jehovah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Empress.
Good afternoon. Please go ahead.
Now, why is the guy even writing to you? I think about some way, we're journeying a long time.
Hello. I'm here, I'm listening.
Yeah. So I don't know why the guy even himself in the first place writing to you. Me and Ka, by this time I'm far away from her. Because even from far away, see the things that people are telling you. And you are still there asking for advice. Ah, Bema, run for your life. That's a plea that I'll write to you. Run for your life.
Run for your life. Thank you so much for calling. No, but this one, you see, I get it. But let's look at another thing. What we're for, people will say, oh, run for your life, move on, everything is going to be all right. Isn't that going to traumatize him?
No, you see,
isn't that going to mess with his head?
It can, but the good thing is he can get out of that. He can be able to heal himself or deal with it.
How?
First off, you see, it's like dealing with people who have been sexually abused.
Yeah.
It is not your fault.
Nope.
Right, you found your place in an unfortunate place and time, and this happened. it doesn't mean you should start thinking to yourself, oh, you know how they form the thought process. If I didn't go here, or if I didn't go and do, this would not have happened. So even though this person knew better, wasn't supposed to take advantage of me, I probably contributed to it by going there. No, you fell in love. You thought this was someone you could do stuff with and be good with. Tried planning your lives together, got to the point of even getting married. It means that both of you had seen things about yourself that you liked, or this girl presented something to you that you fell in love with and felt that I could be with this person. But she'd been hiding for you from 2 years. She's been keeping stuff from you and doing other things.
We have one more person. Hello, Amos, how are you? Good afternoon.
I'm good, and you, good afternoon.
I'm doing wonderful. Amos, share with us your thoughts.
Oh, I feel pity for the guy. But he shouldn't think twice about this. He should just walk out, simple. And he shouldn't also think about the investment that he has made into the relationship. Maybe he may be thinking that I've invested a lot, I've invested my time, my resources.
Mm-hmm.
So if I leave, what will I gain? But I think he shouldn't think of that. He should just leave. Then also, if he's bold enough, he should ask the ladies to hear from the horse's own mouth and find out more. And then make his decision, but he should work out. I think he should work out from the relationship. So this one, dear, may more pray on. Oh, yeah, have a good one.
Thank you so much, Amos. Thank you for calling. Charlie, I feel bad. These are some of the things that guys go through, but it's not. So this one, he has to actually move away from, because some people say Charlie McCall. But then I was having a conversation with a driver I met this morning, a younger driver, and he told me a similar situation that happened to him, and talking about the fact that, listen, his very first girlfriend told him that, we were discussing this particular topic, that his very first girlfriend told him, Charlie, me, I can't do anything without you. I can't breathe without you. You, the way you are good to me, I'll marry you. If I can't marry you, like, I'll kill myself. As they were dating, he got a call that the girl is getting married.
Straight.
And then he went to check and it was true. The girl was getting married. So he, right now, he changed his mind. Life is too short. Let me have fun.
You know, it's like the caller was saying, you're thinking about the investment you have made in trying to make this person get to a certain point and say, oh, this is my partner. I want to do this for the person. After all, we are going to get married. That's where we are going. A lot of people get into relationships with their 50-50 mentality of it could happen, it could not happen. So let me play my cards carefully so as to not avoid any losses, right? If anything is going to be lost, it will be my heart. That's all. I'll just cry some 2 months and then I'm okay. Some people also go with the idea of every relationship ideally is supposed to lead to marriage. At the end of the day, we are planning to have a family and a life together. So if that is the case, I need to start doing or practicing or showing signs or doing one or two things that can also let this person know that I am serious about you and I want to make this family with you. Right, irrespective of whatever happened, you invested, you did this, make that mature decision to move away. He was saying, the caller said something about also confronting the lady, speaking to her one-on-one to you see, you have this evidence there that suggests that you have been hiding from a particular taxi driver every single time. He took the bold initiative to confront, ask this taxi driver, Charlie, at the CCA this thing they happened, so what's up? And then he tells you what's happening. Guys have this thing where it's very easy when he gets to that point to confront whoever they were with in terms of the guy she's cheating with. So he can actually go straight to the supposed guy this taxi driver is talking about and let him know that, oh, Charlie, I've made plans with this girl. We've been together for this number of years, 2 years. I even planned on getting married. But lately, I've been observing A, B, C, D. And if truly, 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 this guy has been cheating with her and it's an ex for 2 years back and forth and all those things, he'll tell you, he'll not even let you land.
But that's what the guy told him over there.
No, I'm saying that, not the taxi driver. The guy himself, the guy the girl is cheating with.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy who wants to get married to the girl, okay, now he's speaking to the taxi driver. This is what he told you. You are going to the guy himself. You are not going to fight. And guys do these things a lot. Me, you know, I share some of these things on air.
Yeah.
What happened to you? They call me on the phone directly and told me, bro, I know you are ABCD. My name is ABCD. This person was telling you this. It's a lie. Blah, 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 blah. That was it. Straight.
No kidding.
It's a George Romney catcher, me bro. Straight. Serve breakfast almost at an overhead. Straight.
Hey.
And I'm a Jimmy dear. Cool. You understand? So one thing people don't know, guys, we don't like that thing. To see our fellow brother they suffer in terms of that vibe, especially when we don't know that this is happening. And or the girl has presented a certain false narrative to convince me to do certain things for her. Approach the guy and let him know, Charlie, we've been together for 2 years, we did plan marry, but I did see some moves about this person, you know, and I confronted this taxi driver, spoke to this person about it, blah blah blah. He will stop you in your tracks and tell you, bro, it is true. Yes, she's my ex or sneaky link or whatever. He will tell you everything. He will tell you everything. So if truly, truly you want to find out whether maybe the taxi driver is lying to you, go to the guy directly and you find out the truth yourself. But last, I beg, leave. Run for your life, like someone said.
Run.
Don't stay.
Yeah, same with you, same green. Yeah.
Don't stay. Don't think you've not invested anything, Charlie. People's investments have shrunk more than this. Forget it.
People bought houses and cars and things at the end of the day. Yawapai.
Because if you are going to stay with someone who is consistently going back to like the same person.
I still want to go to the point where when, you know, this is over with and he walks away, the next lady coming is going to suffer for somebody else's.
So when you walk away, let be in a space where you need to deal with what has happened to you. You are not jumping from that relationship into the other. Even if you are doing that, you see, it's about having the mindset and knowing what actually happened, appreciating the thing that happened and understanding it to the point where you know that actually this yawa happened, but it's not on me. It'll be this person where you mess up. So I'm moving forward. I'm not going to let this thing bother me. You know, some people have, yesterday when we were having the conversation outside, they have this mentality now, okay, I'm going to shadow, post, dress.
That's psychological thing.
Way to make it look like
I'm fine.
Bro, forget, they are not your concern anymore. Your life is your major concern right now. And so you deal with it, you move with it, and make sure that you are better for yourself and whoever you're going to be with.
Yeah.
Nobody has to suffer for what this person did. I know it may cause you to have trust issues, but there are people out there who you can talk to, who can help you break things down so you get to know that, Charlie, you're a good person, you are okay, something happened with you and it's not your fault, but there are different people who are not like your stupid ex, in quotes.
Let me read some of the messages. Good afternoon, sweet. Now, this guy, Pai, don't know what to do, like how God is saving you from the life of a cheater and you're confused. Really? Never forgive a cheater as a man if your life depends on it. I'm talking from experience. Only God saved me. That's and lying and famous Kabinya National Protection Unit. Good afternoon. Now, may God bless you and the entire team. Now, I don't really tell people to break up, but for this one, I will advise my beloved brother to advise himself, because some of the ladies do not deserve that honor of marriage. My brother, try and do more investigation about this lady and tell her everything that she's hiding from you. After that, you go to your family to explain to them first before you will end the relationship or stay. I don't know why some of the ladies do such things. When love turns into lies, trust fades away. Something the person you would take a bullet for is the one behind the trigger. Charlie, it's true. I've given you everything, like I put myself into this one. I'm serious about it. Santimonious and holy, like you said yesterday. Then you just be the one who's come to shoot me. Good afternoon. Hey, my name is now Princess.
Princess Ajiluduk.
Yeah, thank you. I'm taking it.
Nah, Ajiluduk, that's all.
I still cry, princess. Mine just jealous. Just 2 weeks ago, I found out a lady I've dated for 3 years and planning marriage has been spending her night at another guy's house. Jesus.
Come again.
Jesus. Hey, my heart. I found out a lady I've dated for 3 years and planning marriage with has been spending her night at another guy's place, who she denied so many times to me and her own family of having anything to do with him. Just walked away because she was gonna lie. I called her mom around 10 p.m. and the said guy picked up and said he's her man.
That's him.
Wait, I called her around 10 p.m. and the said guy picked up and said he's her man.
Yeah.
I just thanked him, hung up, and walked away. I blocked her everywhere, now healing myself. Oh, bruh, Franklin. Sorry, you. 3 years.
So when I say that some people are living a certain kind of life and they'll come and say that I don't
no,
want to have
kidney, like what is it? Like, see, if he's not doing something, why don't we just step up and say, like, you know, like Crispy, probably I don't like how you talk to me. Crispy, wait, it's a thing, whatever your name is.
My name is Crispy. Crispy like chicken, not chips. Thank you very much.
Crispy, maybe I don't know how you, like, the way you do in bed is not good. I'm not feeling it. Crispy, you are selfish. Crispy, you are self-centered. We are chisel. Talk.
That's all.
And, like, when did being honest, like, you know, sometimes you can be an idiot when we go out. I don't like it. Sometimes you are too loud with your friends. It embarrasses me.
Oh, I was told recently that, you know, when I go out with you, the vibe no really...
Who that?
The vibe no really... We different so we, you understand? And I'm like, I get it. You are an all out and out person. I may like to go out when they do day, you understand? But I'm more an
indoor
inside person.
Yeah.
Yes. All I would want is for you to tell me, Charlie, this and this is what is happening, and so that is where we are going, and I'm sorted. You can't go. Me, I don't mind. I know your guy friends and things like that. Some of them we've all, you know, been together.
That, yeah.
So I don't have a problem with that. But she was straight to me and told me.
Straight up. I love her.
You understand?
Real.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's not by force. See, when we say you are compatible with somebody, it doesn't mean it's 100% too. There are days where there are things
off.
You don't agree on. You never agree 100%.
You know me. I can tell you that Medu, your friend, is the Tekwashi. I am lying. I don't even know what dress I'm wearing.
You get what I'm saying?
And then, oh, now you didn't come.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Who you see, and the weather change, that's me.
People are so scared to be in disagreement on opposing sides with their partner.
No.
They feel like every single time of the we have to be in sync. No,
even,
it doesn't work like
that. Hold on. Even every single time of the year, your period card doesn't sync with your calendar. I beg, Jerry. Let me go to XM. K2A says, Massa, know what to do, man up and do it. Charlie. Faisa says, I will just dig deeper into it and find out if it's true. If it is, I will talk to the families about it and call it off, move on with my life. Ajinab Ima says, this one too, you need advice on what? A broken relationship is better than a broken marriage. It's good you ask questions, and God being too so good on your side, you got a reasonable answer. This one too, make we tell you, guy. At GH Faxes, anytime you see a red flag, there are two things involved. Either you choose to move or wait. Consider your feelings as well. I Am Money says, you know what to do, but you're just in love and can't accept the decision in your head. Man up, chief, and take the decision for your own good. That one there. Charlie, sometimes when you love somebody, you get discombobulated. Then you are there confused. Should
emotions,
I
emotions.
Sometimes saying...
They didn't listen to Olive the Boy. The left side of my chest be the right place, but now I will use my head. Please, use your head.
Why are you still on that line? Let us go.
That line, see, the guy be right out.
I know.
Shout out to Olive the Boy, bro.
Bra Bay says, hey, bra, you don't know what to do, says saying. Wow, some of you, dear. Bra, Charlie, you don't know, eh? Love not catch you before. The moment I said that to the younger driver, you know what he said? He was like, love, bae. Love can't kind. But you see, love still exists with the right person.
Yeah.
You just need to find it. Right now, you've not found that person yet.
Keep searching.
Keep searching. But guy, honestly speaking, my two cents. Run. Run as fast as your feet can carry, because even me, I'm wondering why. Look, if you still like that ex person there, tell the person you are with right now, Charlie, I can't seem to get the person out of my head. So I don't think it's a good time. Oh, tell people the truth. Tell people the truth. Let's tell people the truth. I just got out of a bad relationship. I don't think it's, I'm ready for a relationship. Please, I don't do sex before marriage. Be honest. What will happen? You're afraid that Crispy will... Let him walk away. Fantastic will come with
if
his
If you were doing sex plenty before my meet me and tell me you don't do sex before marriage, I don't know, grill. I'll take you to court. I will take you... I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
And when we get married, come and tell my Bola is this thing.
Oshiebades, go to the Supreme Court. Look at your hair like something for sale. People don't do sex before marriage. Like we told you, don't practice it. But on a more serious note, my guy, this is heartbreaking. Yes, you're in love and everything, but your feelings do matter. Because with what the guy said, he said even if you marry the guy, you marry the girl, cry, the other guy will come chop. And yeah, they have that thing, that back and forth. She's not ready to let go of that. And you deserve better. You deserve way better than to be mistreated by someone. Chai, like the way Pastor Lu put it, I'm willing to take a bullet for you, but you are the one who is pulling the trigger. I'm not ready to do that. Your mental health, your self-worth, your value, you need to find... Charlie, you are valuable. Don't do that to yourself. Oh, yeah, make you bounce. My name is Ajile Doku. That's my two cents.